this all night. Call a meeting to order. This is the Genoa Township Board of Zoning Appeals. It is Tuesday, January 23rd, 2024. It is 7 p.m. We are at the Township Hall at 5111 South Old 3C Highway, Westerville, Ohio, 43082. We have one item on the agenda tonight, and that is to review the rules of procedure, the draft that's been pending since July 31st, 2023. We have staff present, Susan Dortch and Paul Benson, and members present. I'll call the roll. Mr. Hansen?
Here.
Ms. Yu?
Here.
Mr. Boone?
Here.
Mr. DeRose?
Here.
Mr. Phillips and Mr. Christian are both absent, and the chair is here. So we will go into discussion on the rules of procedure. I kind of feel like I should make some comments, so I'll make a couple of brief comments. This draft has been kicking around. We've put this off since July, and I kind of feel like we owe it to the board and ourselves to get this thing done, because we've been talking about it literally, I think, for almost a year. I think we need to consider it, revise it, and approve it. We've got three options. Leave what we have from 2018, which I do not think is appropriate. We can work with this, revise it. My opinion is we revise it slightly, and I realize it's been to legal counsel and it's been everywhere, and this mirrors what zoning has. And when I say revise it slightly, I have a couple of questions in here. There is one typo that I noticed in here. There's a couple of grammar things that, if I had my way about it, I would change, but they're not substantial, I don't think. But I would like to, it's unfortunate, and we all got the same memo today from Joe Schaefer that basically said what I just said, what I repeated. And I understand and I agree, and I don't think he's that far off, and I don't think this is that bad. And I don't think we need to reinvent the wheel. And I don't want anybody to think we need to reinvent the wheel, and yes, unless you really feel like we need to reinvent it. I think this is a good working document. Like I said, there's a couple things in here that I, A, would like to question, and B, maybe there's one item in here that is not necessarily appropriate. And I found, just for point of reference, and that's why it's up, I found working off of this final draft was a lot easier than the red line draft. I think I was about an hour into the project and I couldn't deal with the red line draft anymore. And so on that note, go ahead.
If there are any substantial changes, other than changing a word here and there, your typo corrections,
right,
then there's a big possibility that we'll have to send it back and have it reviewed by the prosecutor's office before we can put it back to you. So,
yes, because three of us were here for the 18 when we really did an update because it really needed it. And I remember there's kind of a tennis match that goes back and forth between, and I would like to avoid that. Okay. I don't really have a big desire to get into that and then revisit it again, and on it goes, because I think we were 3 or 4 months doing the one from 2018, if I recall. I don't personally think it's necessary, but I'm only one person. I'm only one vote here. I just happen to get to sit in the middle and run the meeting. That's really the only difference. So, anybody, Dave, Bob?
I guess my only question, I guess it's more towards Susan, is who's owner of this document? Because the way Joe was explaining it today, it almost looked like he was taking ownership of it.
Well, he's the one who's drafted it. He's the one who put it all together, but he's taken information from the prosecutor's office and a large bit of information from Brosis, Johnson, and Griggs, who he explained is a very prominent zoning law office, and they, I mean, their legal counsel for regional planning, their, when we go to workshops for the Ohio Township Association, they present their, they presented the winter conference for the Ohio Township Association. I mean, they're just very involved in Central Ohio. So, and I do think it's, you know, the document's been looked at, and it's, there's a lot of thought that's gone into it, and it, some of it may not be as pertinent to things that happen in the BZA, because typically you don't have a lot of, you know, controversial things in a packed house, and which, you know, maybe the trustees and the zoning commission do, but to have the documents all, you know, kind of follow the same
platform, so
right, is a good thing. And if something ever does come up and you ever do get challenged, you want to have a document that's in place that has been vetted by legal, the attorneys, because they're the ones who are going to help and defend us. So,
I wasn't ever under the impression that we were supposed to be offering anything substantive. But I thought our, at least the way I looked at it, was to make sure nothing jumped out that I had a huge issue with. Otherwise, and I hadn't been on this long enough to know that anything. I don't have a huge pool to draw from in terms of experience to see if something would be wrong, but
oh, you're a smart guy, Bob. Come on.
Well, since you're tonight the resident attorney.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow. All right. Get the invoice warmed up. I don't know.
You
well, you know,
just, I mean, I read through it, but you know.
Right. Yeah.
I don't
like I say, it's just, I think it's just a very usable thing.
I don't think the structure changed. Is that correct, Mark? I mean, when you look at the table of contents, we're covering everything that we covered.
Yeah,
years ago, it's just
it is.
They are expounding upon.
Yes,
revise,
like they say in Congress, revise and expand. And I don't think that's a necessarily bad thing. I will say that I did not. You know, I've got a 4-year degree, master's, and I've been to law school, and I had to look up adjudicative. I understand it now, but here, I'll tell you what the one typo is, by the way, Susan. It's okay. On page 3, item B, where it says observed. It should say observed, and I think it says observe. And that, just for the reference of the members, is directly out of the zoning code. That whole section is out of the zoning code.
So you said B?
Yeah, see where it says, it's item B as in boy,
mm-hmm.
And it's about 5 lines down.
Oh, okay, got
see it?
Yep.
Okay. Like I said, that just looked like a typo to me. I want to come back to something on page 5, but I got a couple of other little, and the writer of this writes a bit differently than I do, and there are some things that I just, well, whatever, I learned differently. Okay, over on page 11, put down at the bottom where it says public hearings, I don't know that 9 is particularly relevant when you ask for staff then the applicant, and then public comment. I don't know what opponents' present arguments really is relevant to us.
Public hearing.
Because the opponents would be public comment, would it not? Or am I implying that? Because to me, 9 and 10 are the same.
I don't read those as being the same.
No.
Mean, you could have somebody who opposes what's going on, and then somebody who just wants to make a public comment for the record. Those could be two separate. I mean, in most sort of settings, those are two separate things. You don't have to oppose something to make a public record. You can come in and just, you want whatever your comment is to be part of the record. So you don't, you're offering two channels in which to create the record. Okay. Going online to oppose arguments in opposition, and others just to say, we want to put our comments into the record so that it's there for whatever reason.
It could be three. You could have the applicant, you could have next door neighbor who is the opponent, and you could have public comment.
Right.
Oh, okay. Maybe
you could possibly have three.
All right.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Because otherwise, if you just left it as public comment, then you have no order, Robert's order, for an opponent to give their.
And going over on the next, and I agree with you, Bob, now that you point that out. Thank you. Okay, next page, which is 12, where it says statement of policy. I got to tell you, so if we're going to have a real problem the day that we have to enforce this one. All attendees, including board members and staff, are expected to behave in an orderly, non-disruptive manner. Now, I've been to some zoning meetings where they're not. I have not been to any zoning appeals meetings where they're not, and I suppose that's what it's in for, but I guess it's probably there.
You want that there just...
You want the policy there so
yes.
You have something.
Yeah, in case I have to use it, I know. Okay.
And be thankful that you don't have to feel
I
that
am.
You need it.
There is a reason I sit here. Okay. And then across the way on public comment, or the next page on public comment, where it talks about a general public comment period. Are we really going to do that about any zoning-related item on or off the agenda? May be offered. Is that really that relevant for us?
So where are you at now?
Oh, I'm on page 13.
You sure it's not 14 at the top?
No. Well, I'm not there yet. 13 under public comment.
Right.
And it's the second paragraph, about two-thirds of the way down in that paragraph. You know, there's given testimony, I get that. A general public comment period. You know, we've never
done. Oh, that's if somebody came in and they wanted to just make a comment about something else.
Right, I realize, yeah. Is that?
And some...
It's also discretionary, it says may. It just mm-hmm. is giving you the ability. Actually, I see it more as a way to control the length of the meeting. If you've got people lined up and people just want to talk ad nauseum, you could basically say, we're going to have an open comment period. Please direct your comments to Ms. Dorch, and we'll make it part of the record.
Yeah. They, like I said, we're very fortunate that we don't have people coming in to do those type of things. But I still go back to, I think you want it just in case that ever comes up. And we do have some residents that I could see coming and wanting to make comments
oh,
before
so
the board.
Can I.
So I think it's like a good thing.
Happened. Yes, I'm with you.
And I imagine this isn't just something they pulled out of thin air. This has got to be dovetailed into the Sunshine Laws, into the public open forum and hearing rules and laws. Where that sounds to me like language that's just been recycled over and over, and
okay,
quite good to have in there. So that if you as the chair try to curtail the length of the meeting, you can cite this without getting accused of stifling public comment.
Yeah.
It okay. gives you a little bit more leeway to, so you don't have to sit here till 1 a.m.
And I think a lot of these things are in here also, if in case we needed to be defended in court or like our actions or something like that, that they're in here. So it says, yes, they were allowed to do this because their rules of procedure said they could.
Okay.
So,
all right.
It just gives you as a chair discretion.
Look at me all the way at the back. The little checklist lists the additional information. The one that says consideration of Duncan versus Middlefield.
What page are you?
Oh, it's the 19.
This is your guys' chart.
Yeah, I realize that, and I think there's an error under consideration of the Duncan versus Middlefield factors.
Okay.
We don't do those on conditional use permits, and we would not do those on administrative appeals. See where they're X there? I think that should be NAs.
Oh, this page?
No, on this one.
Oh, gotcha.
That one.
Oh, that.
I think I'm numbering wrong.
Okay, and then
What did you say?
Okay, on the chart.
Yeah.
Oh man, these two don't apply for. You don't do Duncan versus Uh-oh. Middlefield for conditional use or for an administrative.
Oh, that X got added in there.
Right. Those should be NAs. Those two X's should be NAs.
The third one and fourth one.
Right, correct. Okay, then I'm going to go, and then this is all I have, believe it or not. I mean, I don't really want to critique somebody's writing style, but okay. And I think you guys are going to lay this one to rest pretty quick, too. Under page 5, expectations of the board. All the way down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, paragraph 5. I don't know how close you guys read that. And maybe I'm not reading it correctly. And now that I've had a little bit of time to think about it, I kind of see it, but I kind of don't. From the standpoint, I'm still a township resident. If I want to come to a trustee or a zoning meeting,
yeah,
and express my opinion about a potential zoning issue or township issue, this limits me because I have to sit there and say, well, gee, this could come to zoning appeals someday, so I can't say anything. And I think that really takes it really kind of takes away your residency rights.
Well, doesn't that contradict the other statement where it says the public?
Oh, but you're special. You're a zoning appeals board member.
And you are.
You're not.
You are.
I think it goes all the way up to the first sentence of this section. We are public. Even us as alternates are public officials.
You are. Yes.
And public officials have to recuse themselves. Judges have to recuse themselves all the time. If
sure.
Because I know as an attorney, if there's the impropriety, appearance of impropriety, I have to affirmatively remove myself and err on the side of caution. And I think that's getting along the same lines, meaning that, you know, I don't think we're banned from everyone, but if there's a reasonable expectation, or you may, it might dovetail into another one where if you attended and commented, you might have to recuse yourself from being to sit in judgment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how I read that, is that I think you get to pick. If you, it doesn't say you don't, you're forbidden, but if you do, you stand to be challenged as somebody, because you've rendered an opinion before you've heard the applicant's case.
And I don't think it's saying that you can never go to a trustee meeting or never go to a zoning, you know, commission meeting. It's just pertaining to zoning matters that have already or may in the future come before the Board of Zoning Appeals. I mean,
see, and that's the one that gives me a little indigestion. In the future, it's not a fixed period of time. It's ever.
And it's not so much a bar. Look at the last sentence of your paragraph.
Okay.
So it's telling you that you, when you step up to the podium, that when you go and give testimony, mm-hmm. you're not prohibited from giving testimony. You're prohibited from giving testimony as the chair or a member of the BZA. You look at that last sentence. It's saying when you speak, you are speaking as a resident. You are forbidden to go up and say that, you know, I'm Mark Maroney, the chair of the Genoa Township BZA, and these are my comments. That runs afoul of this paragraph.
Okay.
But you as a resident that goes up there.
Yeah. It says, I've done that.
Right, and it says in the last sentence, you can do it as a resident, but you are no longer protected by whatever the ramifications are because you now are speaking as a Genoa Township resident and not the public official.
I used to appear in front of the trustees from time to time.
Right. Nothing can prevent you for the reasons you're saying.
Yeah.
Part of the public. But what comes in with that is the ramifications. Those are, if I'm sitting there as an applicant or the applicant's attorney, and I see you were at the last meeting and now you're sitting there, I may call for your recusal.
Okay. Thank you. That's a good explanation.
I mean, to go back to your original comment, You are not just a resident anymore. Once you apply to be on this board, you are a member of the Board of Zoning Appeals. So
I've been in it too long.
And you know, if your neighbor wants to do something, you're not going to come and testify at the hearing because you're not going to sit on that case.
Okay.
So.
And I also think that paragraph's a caution that whenever one of us speaks on anything that's germane to what falls through here, that we are, unless we are authorized, we're specifically prohibited to speak on behalf of this group.
The whole entire.
Okay. Oh, yeah, for sure. And I've never professed to do that from here or Parks, either one. So,
but I like this paragraph because it may have been assumed previous to here, but now it's right in there. You're allowed to do this, and this is why I'm speaking as a resident, because I'm allowed, and our procedures allow me to do this, so you now have cover.
Okay.
And I think,
Bob,
our purpose
you want to be here.
For this document, too, is not just specifically to the current, members and alternates that we have. It's for future people, and, you may not be the type of person to, go and say, hey, I'm a BZA member, but
I know that,
else
and
may.
I think in the past we've had that from time to time now that I think about it. So, okay.
I think there's been a lot of thought put into this.
Oh, I didn't say it wasn't. I never said that it wasn't. Actually, I read it, probably in September. And then I reread it today because we've delayed this so long. I reread it, and I had, you'll notice, I had very, very, very little notes. And actually, that covers everything that I had. Like I said, I could get my red pencil out and punch up the grammar a little bit, but that's not what I do. I don't. If somebody looked at one of my reports, I'm sure they could do the same thing very easily. that paragraph that started out as a sentence. So I'm basically good. So
on page 5, while we're there, on expectations of the board on paragraph two, it says both regular and alternate members are expected to attend all meetings.
Correct.
We've never attended all meetings.
I have.
When I was alternate, I did.
I did too.
I did. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, obviously we have alternates, so if you can't attend a meeting,
it says expected to attend all meetings.
Yeah, we're sitting back.
All Board of Zoning Appeals.
Oh, you mean, I think it's the expectation.
It's expected, it's not required.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just, yeah.
Yeah, it's expected, but if we're like.
Cause yeah, when I was.
I was out of town last month.
Yeah, you know, 100 years ago when I was an alternate, yeah, I.
Yeah, it'll cancel my, you know.
And.
And 99 out of 100.
I do think in years past, we used to, at least, I mean, my thought process was like an alternate. If everybody said they were going to be here, then maybe the alternates wouldn't come.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the expectation now because you never know when somebody might forget to come to the meeting or, you know, they might get held up in traffic.
Sure.
So if there's a member, you know, an alternate here, they could step right in. And then
for us, I read that for the Board of Trustees to basically say, we're expecting you to be there. They find out that I'm missing half the meetings. They can get rid of me because I didn't meet the expectation.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that too. Because we've had, not lately.
That's the way I'm reading it. More like, you know.
We have had people that didn't show up regularly at all.
Because
if it's in writing, the expectations are going to be there.
And I mean, you are expected to be here. That's what you're signed up for.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you apply, and just because you get alternate, you applied.
Yeah, well, that's it.
If you don't want to be here, why did you apply?
If you're
going to
sign up, then show up. Yeah. That's the way I always.
And like we said, I mean, people go on vacation. People are out of town. People work. You know, there are going to be times when you can't be here. That's why we have alternates. But and we only have to have three people for a quorum. But that is the expectation.
Yeah.
Page 8 under the chairperson. It says the chairperson or chairpersons. Designee, it's S apostrophe. I think it should be the apostrophe S. Should be only be one.
Oh, yeah, there's one hanging out there, isn't there?
There should only be one chairperson, not multiple chairpersons.
That just needs moved over.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then all throughout it says applicants should stand at the podium. You stand on a podium, you stand behind a lectern.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
It says podium all through here.
Does it?
Yes.
But there again, does it say should? I'm not going to find it. But, does it say should or required or must?
What does it say? Where were you
looking? I didn't even see
on page
that.
14.
So.
Here's one on page 14. That's like the second paragraph from the bottom. It says all public comments made during the meeting shall be made from the recognized podium.
Oh, yeah, there it is. First
or
line.
From another designated area.
Well, that's fine.
Well, we never stand on a podium.
Oh, sure. Oh, you mean.
Yeah, you stand on the podium.
Right, stand at recognized. Let's
lectern.
See. From the recognized.
That doesn't
do and from another.
I'm not receiving an award, a Grammy award. But I know it says podium in a few places in here.
Okay, what else you got?
I saw the word canceled was marked out. We saw that too.
Canceled.
One L
instead
of
two
L's. They crossed out the. Yeah.
See, I couldn't work off of that version. I had to go into the
I went back and forth.
Final. I did too until I just my head was like ready to fall off. So I had to go to this one.
I had to look up canceled. Either canceled's right.
Mm-hmm.
One L or two L's. You're the teacher.
No, I'm not a teacher.
Oh, I thought you were a teacher.
Huh.
Oh.
No.
Hi.
I teach group fitness.
This is Teresa.
Yeah, I mean, I teach group fitness.
Anyway, she's only been on the board. Yeah, okay. Wow. She's new here. It's okay.
You can tell them what you do afterwards.
Yeah. No, let's stop.
Does it need to be in the record?
Is it true at all? What's your vacation?
So the whole entire world doesn't need to know where you are. No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yikes. Okay. Paul, do you have anything? You've been really quiet down there.
I usually am.
I know you are.
You
must chat them up at home, huh?
I defer to the legal experts, and while some things are restrictive in this, I believe it's for our protection and the township's protection.
Oh, I agree with that. Teresa, anything?
Yeah, I mean, I found it very detailed, but I also didn't find anything that we weren't doing.
Right.
So.
Well, that's the thing, is we're basically doing all that. I didn't see anything that made me jump out of my chair.
Right.
And like I said, I'm not going to be the grammar police, because I'm sure I would be impounded in jail, too.
I think everything's covered like we had before. It's just we added a lot of language that a lot of it.
Yeah, we went from six pages, I think, to 18.
Yeah, it's something like some of it, a lot of it's common sense.
But that's the new age, and I know you got to write everything down. So like with the exception of those, was it two or three typos? One that they found, the two that I found.
I don't think you're going to stand outside, right?
Okay, here we go, guys. I'm going to make a motion that we approve and adopt the Board of Zoning Appeals Rules of Procedure draft dated July 21st, 2023, with those three minor typographical corrections.
Would that date be updated to?
Sure. Yeah, using tonight's date, January 23rd, 2024.
Second.
Bob seconds. Further discussion. I mean, I'm not trying to cut you guys off by any stretch of the imagination. My purpose and intent of this was that, and I think I stated it at the outset, is that this has obviously been around for a while, and we've deferred it for a while, and I think it's time that we just address it and move on, because I need to get it off my desk at home, quite honestly. It's holding down a section of my desk that I need. So, anything else, Bob? Thank you, by the way, for your comments. I appreciate them. I'm glad you're here.
Well, nothing for me.
Dave, anything?
The only question I have is page four. There's a statement in there that we, as a board, expend funds.
We talked about that
one. We
have a budget we didn't know about.
Yeah, sure you do. Try and use it.
I mean, under clarification, Susan D., can you clarify are those just expenses? Miscellaneous expenses?
We talked about
board?
This one
you
night,
have a
I think. And so, yeah. I think, here.
The BZA can require, or they could ask an expert to come and testify, and then that person would get, there would be some monetary, you know, so you would be asking the trustees to expend funds for that.
Okay.
And you do have the abilities to do that. So, I mean, we usually don't have the type of BZA cases that you would need to do that.
I've never seen it done, but I suppose it potentially could. Again, potentially it could. Generally, it doesn't. So you're trying
you
to
know,
spend a
but if you're in a large city or you're in a township that's, you know, extremely large, there may be certain instances where they would need to do that.
Consultant.
I mean, you can ask, you can have witnesses, you can ask somebody to come and testify. I mean, you have the abilities to do that because it's quasi-judicial.
Okay.
Mark's wife's
going to
come.
I can't drag her down here or autocross, so I don't know. She likes it home with the cats better. Okay, so you guys done? Got a motion? Got a second?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor of adopting the rules of procedure draft dated July 21st, 2023, with a approval date of January 23rd, 2024. I got to call the vote. Mr. Boone?
Yes.
Mr. DeRose?
Yes.
Mr. Hansen?
Yes.
Ms. Yu?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. Unanimous approval. These are our new rules of procedure as adopted. And is there any other business, any other items before the board? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No. We are adjourned at 7:37.